the College Station school board started discussing how to move on after they received word from CSPD that school resource officers are going to come to an end eventually. So from the police chief's perspective, what went into that decision?
Well, we've been in discussions with CSISD for quite some time with regard to some type of a transition plan that would allow us to allow them to take more of an active role in providing SROs. There's over 206 ISD police departments, ranging from small districts to large districts that provide their own policing entity. The big challenge for us here locally is just our effective strength and providing effective strength of our authorized positions out on the street. Anytime we have an SRO opening, be it a new school that opens or a vacancy, we have to pull from the already trained officers to accomplish that task. And so the big challenge for us is the ability to keep those officers on the street patrolling the rest of the city. And so we looked at a variety of different angles with regard to maintaining our effective strength on the street as opposed to a lesser degree, and have just really just started fine-tuning and looking at a lot of different areas to try and determine how we can get the most efficiency out of our employees on the street and providing police services to our growing community.
The SRO assignment meant an officer was stationed at the assigned school the entire day?
Yes, sir. We have a total of four. We have one position that spans two schools. As the school district continues to grow, I mean, they're growing just like the city as a whole is growing. Their demands are increasing, and our demands are increasing. So we figured we'd enter into a dialogue, and we did several years ago, begin that dialogue with the school district to try and figure out a transition plan. And this year, it was no different. We came together and began to talk about this year's agreement, and in the course of doing so, introduced the idea and started working towards that end. And of course, our initiative was to always help to end that transition. We're not walking away from anything. We're in the game with regard to providing services to the district with initiative, of course, to move in a different direction so that we can address the needs of the growing city that we're responsible for.
The four positions that had been assigned as SROs, they're going to be street officers at some point?
At some point, that's our objective, is to have those officers return to the patrol ranks so that we can, again, hover around our authorized strength. Yes, sir.
Anything else that needs to be shared regarding this transition for CSPD?
Well, like I said, our objective all along is to provide the highest level of security and safety for our children and our school district. We just, in the predicament we're in with regard to our growing city and then, of course, the growing school district, trying to find ways where we can work together to accomplish that goal, that most important goal, and to find a way to where we can address the growth of the community as well. And so, like I said, this has been a long-term discussion we've had for quite some time, just starting to gain some traction this year. I know the school district reached out to the Sheriff's Department, who was open to the idea of it was kind of a win-win situation. From what I understand, it provides opportunity in the Sheriff's Department, but then also provides a transition plan for the school district. There's a variety of ways that we could have gone with regard to those services. The school district could have started their own ISD police force, or they could have worked with another agency, and the Sheriff's Department was willing to do that, and I know that they've been in discussions regarding the details pertaining to that arrangement.
And as far as CSPD is concerned, this may mean the end of full-time presence on middle school and high school campuses, but when the need arises, y'all are going to be responding to individual calls as they may happen.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that we are truly blessed in this community is our law enforcement agencies work hand in hand with each other. While we have our respective areas of jurisdiction, we work very closely with one another. We communicate on a very active basis. We meet on a monthly basis to discuss contemporary issues. We work hand in hand. Sheriff's Department helps us out in times of need, and we do the same for them. Same thing goes for Bryan Police Department as well as University Police Department. We all work very, very closely together. And while, like I said, we have our respective areas of jurisdiction, we come together for the benefit of our community.